Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of May 12, 2019?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Next, announcements from members of council. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to announce that emergency ordinances 20-006 and 20-007, tabled at the last council meeting, will be withdrawn.
Thank you. So EO20006, EO20007 are now withdrawn. Moving on to ordinances, all ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that required board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 20052, to provide for the installation of Granville streetlights in the Summit Circle subdivision located in Pencader 100, and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 20053, amend the grants budget for FY 2020, appropriate additional federal funds of $326,455.24 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to the FY 2015 Home Investment Partnership Program Home, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20054, amend the grants budget, appropriate $290,288 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to a Special Housing Choice Voucher CARES Act program designated as Section 8 HCV-CV to be administered by the Department of Community Services to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. Ordinance 20055, amend the grants budget, appropriate $278,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency FEMA, $452,380 in local funding from Newcastle County and $75,000 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, PSEG Nuclear, to fund the operations of the Newcastle County Office of Emergency Management OEM for FY 2021. Ordinance 20056, amend the annual FY 2021 operating budget. Reduce the FY 2021 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Office of Emergency Management, by $452,380 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for FY 2021. Ordinance 20057, amend the grants budget, appropriate an additional $70,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency FEMA to the Emergency Management FY 2020 grant. Ordinance 20058, amend the grants budget, appropriate $75,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency FEMA to the federal EMPGS FY20 COVID-19 supplement grant. Ordinance 20059, amend the FY2020 approved sewer fund operating budget, appropriate $30,000 to the Department of Administration Office of Finance contractual services budget line item. Ordinance 20060, amend the grants budget, appropriate funding from Newcastle County Council to the Senior Home Repair Program grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20061, amend the grants budget, appropriate funding from the Newcastle County Council to the 2020 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20062, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, reduce the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to provide funding for Newcastle County grants. Ordinance 20063, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code, Section 7.01.002, amendments to the International Property Maintenance Code, Section PM 102.6.1, maintenance of property and historic overlay zoning districts, demolition by neglect regarding historic properties and inspection thereof. Ordinance 20064, to amend Newcastle County Code Article 5, Departments and Offices, to create a new exception to the purchasing of supplies and services related to the COVID-19 public health emergency. Ordinance 20065, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 2, County Council, to create a new exception to the approval of contracts by County Council related to the COVID-19 public health emergency.
Thank you. Next, reports from select and special committees. We'll begin with the Personnel Subcommittee. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes, we met last Tuesday and discussed personnel issues.
Thank you. Land Use Committee? Ms. Kilpatrick?
It was
Mr. Taggett, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. So we heard one item on the agenda under the sponsorship of Councilman Smiley, and that will be heard tonight on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Executive Committee?
Executive Committee met on the 19th to consider council appointments to the CARES Act task forces.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley?
And the Finance Committee met today at 5 o'clock to review items on this evening's agenda and to approve grants.
Thank you. We move on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time?
There's nothing there.
I have three. Nellie, is that?
No, they're under regular resolutions.
They were put under regular, so that's the reappointing, okay.
Oh, those are for the next meeting.
Okay, next, presentations, none. Considerate resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any resolutions or ordinances, raise your hand in the queue. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, state your name for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. We'll begin with R20083, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that resolution 20-083 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20083, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Envirup Inc. to the purchase of pump equipment and appurtenances for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $115,287.15.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. This contract for $115,287.50 is for the purchase of pump equipment, including the control network to support the Delaware City Industrial Store expansion, Southern Regional Pump Station, Wrangell Hill Road Pump Station. This pump station in the future will serve the Delaware Logistics Park Project, which is part of Newcastle County's Jobs Now initiative and furthering our economic development initiatives.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak? They're in the queue.
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20083.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carnier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R20083 is passed. Next, R20084, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm going to place before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20084, authorizing the filing of an application for federal assistance with the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended and the Cranston Gonzales National Affordable Housing Act as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins.
For title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the council that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20084.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20084 is passed. Next, R20085, Mr. Smiley.
I make a motion to have R20-085 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 20085, plan of 650 Churchman's Road, Newcastle 100, north side of Route 273, east of Churchman's Road and west of New Churchman's Road, major land development plan that proposes construction of a 1,168,211 square foot warehouse facility with associated site improvements on 58.9 acres, I-zoning, application number 20180513SZ, Council District 7.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20085.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R20085 is passed. Next, R20068, Mr. Smiley.
Make a motion to go out of order and leave R20-068 on the table until such time as we're in the budget voting process.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion remains tabled. And we will go put it in order when we address the items that are on the budget. Next, moving on to ordinances. 020041. I move that item 020041 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20041, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified police executive staff and the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of the executive office.
Thank you. For title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment.
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you, Ms. Finnegan. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020041.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020041 is passed. Next, 020042, Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, I move that ordinance 20-042 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20042, appropriate $190,000 from the Garston Trust portfolio to the Garston Trust Fund in order to fund park maintenance for fiscal year 2021 to be administered by the Department of Public Works.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, the total balance of this whole account is $3,092,748 after we take out the $190,000, which is most of the time used as an interest to coming off of the dividends and so forth of this particular trust fund. And $70,000 is going for materials. The other $120,000 is the contractual services for our parks in the upcoming year. And that makes it a total of $190,000 from the Garston Trust.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020042.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020042 is passed. Next, 020043, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20-04 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20043, amend the grants budget, appropriate $2,427,355 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and $425,000 in estimated program income to the Community Development Block Grant FY21, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you. Mr. Hollins?
Yes, Madam President. This is Newcastle County's annual allotment from HUD to assist low and low-income families here in Newcastle County to help provide housing and to re-stabilize aging neighborhoods. The other money from the loan reimbursement is monies that are being paid back from some of the programs that we have, such as down payment settlement help program, and we just realigned that money to the next family in line.
Thank you, sir. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020043.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Smiley?
My apologies. I muted while I was coughing. Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020043 is passed. Next, 020044, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20044 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20044, amend the grants budget for FY2021, appropriate federal funds of $200,206 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, for the Emergency Solutions Grant FY2021, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins.
Yes, Madam President, this is Newcastle County's annual allotment for the homeless population in Wilmington considered emergency solutions grant.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020044.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020044 is passed. Next, 020045, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20045 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20045, amend the grants budget for FY 2021, appropriate federal funds of $997,376 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, an estimated program income of $100,000 to the FY 2021 Home Investment Partnership Program Home, which is administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. This is an annual allotment of CDBG home funds. These funds are used for rehabilitation, acquisition of properties. And normally these are major projects, usually for seniors or for low income renters. And this is the county's portion. And normally what happens with these types of projects, it's not our money only. Normally it's money that's blended with the state and other outside agencies.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public in the queue that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020045.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham? Ms. Durham?
She's muted. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020045 is passed. Moving on to 020046. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20-046 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20046, amend the grants budget, appropriate $548,419 from the U.S. Department of Justice to the Coronavirus Emergency Funds Grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Thank you. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. These funds will be utilized by the county's public safety department to prevent, prepare for, and respond to the coronavirus pandemic with funding to support the purchase of personnel protective equipment, supplies for our officers, the purchase of equipment directly related to the preparation and response to the coronavirus, and the covered cost of overtime for additional officers to patrol communities, county parks, and other areas where large numbers of people might gather.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public in the queue that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020046.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carnio?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020046 is passed. Next, 020048. Mr. Smiley?
I request that Ordinance 20-048 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20048 to provide relief from certain penalties, taxes, and fees due to a public health threat.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this ordinance replaces Emergency Ordinance 20-004 previously adopted by Council.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020048.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020048 is passed. Next, 020049. Mr. Smiley?
I request that Ordinance 20-049 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20049, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $1 million of tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance, for the purpose of funding the purchase of needed supplies, tests, and equipment to protect Newcastle County's first responders and residents during a public health emergency.
Mr. Smiley?
20-049 replaces previously approved ordinance, emergency ordinance 20-001.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call a roll on 020049.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020049 is passed. Next, 020050, Mr. Smiley.
I request that Ordinance 20-050 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20050, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $500,000 of tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance, for the purpose of funding the Delaware Community Foundation in support of the nonprofit collaborative COVID-19 Emergency Response Initiative.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, 20-050 replaces previously approved Emergency Ordinance 20-002. I believe Mr. Sheldon wants to speak.
I will be abstaining on this vote when it comes time because United Way of Delaware is my employer and got some money from this.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? Mr. Street?
This is the second $500,000 grant?
Yeah. These, if I may, These funds are already exhausted. This replaces the emergency ordinance in order to meet the code requirement that we passed.
Okay, so, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, sir.
So when, how are we going to know what was done with the first half million?
We'll get a report. That's all. We'll ask like as we have before. I haven't asked on it. I just checked today and just found out that the funds have been expended. So we will. They went out to the different nonprofits. I guess they're waiting on the reports from them. But I will put the request in as soon as I leave here. Councilman Carter.
Wait a minute, Mr. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back in finance.
Mr. Smiley, you're not back in finance, Mr. Carter.
It was my understanding in our discussion today in committee that these funds will be picked up through the CARES Act funds we're passing, and that we will get a complete breakdown of all the expenditures. That's my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you are correct.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
Well, under our rules, you can't get $2,500 next year unless you report on the $2,500 from this year. And now we're just going to sit here and say it's okay to spend $500,000, come back and ask, get another $500,000 with no accountability whatsoever, and we give it to nonprofits. Well, most of the nonprofits are closed. So I really want to know when and how this money's being spent. I mean, y'all are going to approve it, but there's no consistency here in terms of accountability of money. And in the case of daycare centers, the only daycare centers that are open are the ones that are servicing parents of essential personnel. So I've got all kinds of questions about where this money's going. And if they've given it and the agencies haven't spent it, then why are we giving additional money at this time?
Thank you. Ms. Durham, and then Ms. Diller.
Well, Mr. Smiley can probably clarify, but I think my understanding of the discussion here is that there was a misunderstanding that's not additional money. It's not an additional $500,000. It's the same money, just...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ms. Diller?
Ditto.
Ms. Diller, I don't know if that was clear to everyone.
I'm saying the same thing. This is not new money. This is the same money.
Okay, thank you.
Perhaps George could explain it better.
It's the same money. Whenever you have an emergency ordinance, you then have to come back and do it through the regular process. I understand what Councilman Street's saying. If they spent it, we'd like to know where it went to.
But
it's not new, no.
I think there's a little confusion there, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Sheldon, could you help us? Do you know where it went for your nonprofit?
Yes, I sent that in an email to everybody. You should have got it, I think, 2 days ago.
Okay, I was listening for the public.
No, I sent it to county council.
No, I'm asking on the record for the public, for those that are listening. Just a simple answer.
Yes, it was. I don't know what else to say. I sent it to everybody.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other questions or comments from members of council?
Now, I will say I only did that for United Way. I didn't do it for the other 400,000 that was given, so.
We get that, I believe. I'll open up the floor to the public. Wait a minute, there's Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Councilman Street and other members of council, I think I'm not going to speak to the detail of this, but I think we need to understand that even if nonprofits are not opening, they are suffering losses. And if we want to stabilize our nonprofit sector after this, that they'll be around to build the quality of life and do the direct service they do, we're going to need to pay attention to that reality, because I'm being, asked on a every other daily basis, about different nonprofits in Brandywine 100 community pools, community centers that are going to endure large losses. And they're going to need stabilization money. I mean, this is a generalized, it's not to the particulars of this. So the nonprofit sector is being damaged by these emergency declarations. Even though they're not open, they're suffering loss, and it's going to be a challenge. So I just want to throw that out there as a general observation.
And Kim, are there any?
Just where these funds
went. Wait to be called upon. Mr. Smiley.
Where these funds went will be part of the reports that we will be getting. And if the emergency ordinance passes today, that's part of what will allow us to replenish our funds as well. So that's it.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that have a comment or a question? Seeing none, we'll move forward. I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020-050.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 abstain.
Thank you. 020-050 is passed. Next, 020-051, Mr. Smiley.
I request ordinance 20-051 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20051 to appropriate $500,000 in Newcastle County Housing Trust Fund to be administered by the Department of Community Services for the purpose of assisting Newcastle County residents by providing funding for the Delaware State Housing Authority's Delaware Housing Assistance Program.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
And this is the last of the group. This replaces the emergency ordinance 20-002 that was previously adopted by council.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020-051 after closing the floor to the public.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020-051 is passed. Next, we go to R20-068. Mr. Smiley?
No, ma'am.
Not yet? This isn't part of the packages? For the finances?
I'll call it when it comes up. It's not ready.
Okay. 020-030, Mr. Smiley?
I make a motion to lift ordinance 20-030. 20-031, 20-032, and 20-033, and 20-034 from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Mr. Smiley?
I request ordinance 20-030 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20030, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2021 beginning July 1, 2020.
Okay. This
Mr. Smiley?
This ordinance establishes the FY21 budget year tax rates for New Castle County.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment.
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020030.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020030 is passed. Next, 020031, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I make a motion to have ordinance 20-031 read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Ordinance 20031, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2020 for fiscal year 2021.
Mr. Smiley?
And this establishes the sewer service rates for FY 2021.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Yes. And when we go to vote on this new sewer service charge, no proposed sewer rate increase is in the ordinance.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public in the queue that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020131.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020031 is passed. Next, 020032, Mr. Smiley.
Request that ordinance 20-032 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20032, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of New Castle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2021 capital budget.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this ordinance authorizes the bonding for the FY 2021 budget for the capital projects, and it does require a 10-10 vote approval.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that are in the queue and wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020032.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020-03, Mr. Smiley.
I make a motion to return to the regular order of business for purposes of considering resolution R20-068.
Okay. How about we finish this one first?
We can't.
We can't.
You just...
We can't call the vote?
We just did.
We didn't. It wasn't stated. 020.
It was.
It's passed. Next, You want to go into?
I want to return to R2-0. The regular order of business.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're returning to the regular order of business.
Okay.
R20068.
I request resolution 20-068 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Mr. Smiley?
I request resolution 20-068 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 20068, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2021 through 2026.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20068.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R20068 is passed. Next, moving on to 020033. Mr. Smiley?
I request ordinance 20-033 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20033, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2020.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Ms. Diller? No?
No.
Thank you. I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020033.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020033 is passed. Moving on to 020034, Mr. Smiley.
I request ordinance 20-034 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20034, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2020.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020034.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020034 is passed. Next. Emergency Ordinance 20008, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Emergency Ordinance number 20-008 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Mr.
Second.
Emergency Ordinance 20008, amend the grants budget, appropriate $85,350,000 from the United States Department of Treasury to the Coronavirus Relief Fund grant to respond to the COVID-19 public health emergency to be administered by the Office of Finance.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments?
Madam President, I'd like
Mr. Street, then Mr. Cartier.
It's Mr. Cartier's ordinance.
Yes, if I could comments.
Mr. Street had his hand up, though. Do we?
Okay. Mr. Cartier, that's fine. I'll get defer to him.
Okay, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Councilman Street. Emergency ordinance before you tonight is a product of an initiative carried out by Councilman Hollins, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, myself, with our Council of Council, Mike Migliori, working with the Administration Department of Finance, Ms. Vicki Ford, and Will Davis, the County Attorney. So this ordinance meets the definition required for an emergency ordinance. It has all features in it that make it more accountable and transparent for Newcastle County Council. It supplants the 007 ordinance that was before, and some of the substantive changes here in the title. We are not appropriating the entire CARES grant funding, which is over $322 million. This describes an appropriation of $85 million. We also have a table which details the object level spending for greater transparency and accountability to council. And all of this meets the guidelines set forth for the COVID-19 expenditures that we are confronted with and that are we applied for to get the CARES Grant Act. And another feature of this, instead of having $257 million in contingency, this is $20 million, and this contingency will be used to fund additional expenditures described in the object levels. And the main beneficiaries of this is our public safety, first responder community for Newcastle County with our fire companies, with some monies for the municipalities. And it includes oversight expenditures there and auditing and other contractual services like testing, so we can reimburse the county for what we've spent so far and to gear up to further confront this pandemic in Newcastle County with the funds that are going to be appropriated through this ordinance. I will commit, along with Councilman Smiley, to ensuring that the County Finance Department comes to Finance Committee meeting with details of these expenditures as we begin to expend them. So I feel very comfortable and confident in this piece of legislation developed in concert with members of council. Also, I think we've got a political context evolving that's going to require council members to really step up and appropriate and spend this money. We were given it by the federal government with the understanding that we would deploy it to fight the impacts of COVID-19. That is what this intends to do. And I can, if you like, read through, I won't read through the entire synopsis. I'll close my comments at this point and take any comments and questions from members of council.
Thank you. Mr. Street, would you like to comment?
Well, I've looked at this and I've listened to the discussion thus far, and I just can't agree that the so-called heroes money meets the criteria. It's been reflected in the public press in at least one article that police officers, on the one hand, are demanding hazard pay through the contract that was just approved. And on the other hand, we're going to give this so-called heroes money. I'm not a lawyer, never held myself out to be a lawyer, but my understanding is you can't give bonuses. And I know there's been legal opinions rendered But I really think that until such time as we go to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware and get an opinion from the feds, we're taking at least in the instant matter an $11 million risk, because if we're wrong, then that money doesn't qualify and we've got to pay it back, which is a legal challenge, now a fiscal challenge. So I'd like to make a motion that these be separated and the so-called heroes money be separated by itself and the rest of it standalone, and that there be two separate items. Because I don't want to vote against the entire package, but I'm not at all comfortable voting for this so-called heroes package the way it stands right now, and given the arguments that are publicly known.
Yes, Ms. Kilpatrick, and then Mr. Hollins, and then Mr. Carter.
Thank you.
And then we'll come back to Mr. Street.
Thank you. I believe if you read the document that we were sent by our counsel to counsel the other day, it says no bonuses except for hazard pay.
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I would have to agree with Councilman Street. COVID-19 is not a public health crisis. It is a public crisis. It is not a crime. In all the briefings that I have seen in Delaware and other jurisdictions, these briefings and updates have been led by healthcare professionals. There's no proportional relationship with COVID and crime at all. Nursing homes and long-term care facilities have become incubators for COVID-19. And in my opinion, the real heroes are the nurses on the front line in these facilities who are afraid to go home, afraid not to go to work because they may lose their jobs. And then afraid that other things may happen to their families, and oftentimes they're changing their clothes before they go into the house. Yet, certified nurse assistants in the Delaware earn $14 an hour with no hazard pay. The real heroes are the sanitation workers who are exposed to everybody's garbage by earning $25,000 a year with no hazard pay. Newcastle County has three policy strategies to mitigate COVID-19. One, eliminate the virus from our communities and mitigate the risk of a second wave, including enhancing our ability to respond to another crisis. Two, assist the most vulnerable among us from a health and economic perspective. Three, put our county back to work. I find it difficult to connect $10,000 bonuses to police officers to any of Newcastle County's policy strategies. The mayor of Newark questioned this proposal when we met with the mayors from other jurisdictions. The mayor of Newark said that his police officers are already receiving hazard pay. Another mayor suggested providing the pay to public works employees. We are experiencing unprecedented employment here in Newcastle County, and we are now discussing giving $10,000 bonuses to people who are making very decent salaries above the average in Newcastle County, plus hazard pay. Where are our priorities here? The Attorney General has expressly said that bonuses are expressly ineligible. The AG has sole jurisdiction to investigate and prosecute violations of the civic and criminal positions of the Delaware relating to government misconduct. Councilman Cartier said in an earlier meeting that we don't want to start off being non-compliant. It is very clear that the senior law enforcement officer in the state of Delaware, the AG, has said that bonuses are expressly listed as ineligible in the United States Treasury guideline. Notably, though, the U.S. Treasury excludes hazard pay and overtime from this ineligible category. Accordingly, while bonuses are prohibited, government entities are likely permitted to access funds for overtime pay and hazard duty pay so long as these expenses are caused by the government's entity's response to the coronavirus pandemic and not accounted for in the government's entity's last budget act. We note and that most government entities have previously defined hazardous duty as overtime, either by statute, ordinance, regulation, rule, or collective bargaining agreement. In our view, a deviation from any existing definition of hazardous pay or overtime for the purpose of evading funding ineligibility would result in significant liability and certain U.S. Treasury recoupment efforts. Merely calling a bonus hazardous pay does not make it an eligible expenditure. The U.S. Treasury guideline dated May 4, 2020 defines hazardous pay as additional pay for performing hazardous duty work or work involving physical hardship in each case that is related to COVID-19, emphasis added. Accordingly, hazardous duties pay must be tied to a quantifiable amount of actual work already performed as opposed to stipends provided to a class of employees based solely on their status and without respect to a quantifiable measure of work performed. I would agree with Councilman Street. I would like to support this. I join the other colleagues to make this happen so it'd be more palatable to county council members. But I would not, on this first round of spending this money, knowingly know that we are going out of our way to twist what the code says, ignoring what the AG has said, and paying no attention to whoever the evidence, whoever the lawyer is making this claim that you can do other things and call it bonus. The AG goes further to say, the State of Delaware Department of Justice Division of Fraud and Consumer Protection and Division of Civil Rights and Public Trust have jurisdiction to investigate violations of the State of Delaware's False Claims and Reporting Act and sole jurisdiction to investigate and prosecute violations of the criminal and civil provisions of the Delaware Code relating to governmental misconduct. There are several such provisions related to financial misconduct, fraud, perjury, official misconduct, theft of services, and other statutory prohibitions. If I didn't know this, I would go along with you guys, but the fact that I know this, count me as not being able to support this, as long as this bonus or whatever you want to call it is in this particular piece of legislation.
Thank you. I have a few things I wanted to add. For one, after we had the discussion, we tabled the other two. When I look at this one, it's still $85 million. $85 million. We go over and over a legislation that addresses 50,000. Now, 85 million, that's a lot, 20 million for the contingency fund. So I know it's a lot less than the 322, but I would still like to see that a heck of a lot less. This is our job to go through this. And, you know, I believe we should be doing it. I also believe that we should be working with the state to address and see how we can work with them. We got a lot of money and, you know, I believe that we need to be working more with the state, listening to them, and deciding what we can help them with in unison. You know, also the municipalities. Ask the municipalities, what do you need? Not the county executive telling them what they need, but asking them, what do they need? As well as working with the other two counties. We got $322 million because we had over 500,000 people in New Castle County. But when you look at the map of Delaware and see Kent and Sussex County and how that is so much more greatly affected, the coronavirus has affected them, that we're not in conversations with them to see how we can work with them and help them out. You know, it's just the right thing to do. You know, that we, you know, we're all one. We're one state. When we're strong together. So we've got to help each other and work together. I'm not seeing us doing that. I'm not seeing the administration reaching out to the fire companies and not tell them what you're going to give them, but work with them, sit them down, find out what do they need. Let them tell you what they need, you know, so that they are best served, that the money that we're spending is best spent and is spent better than we may be spending it now. You know, for instance, you know, with the coronavirus supplies, they already had a lot of those. There's other things they need. Let's find out what they need. I'd like to see more oversight, as I spoke with you, Mr. Cartier, about Bob Wasserbach coming in, bringing a team together under him. You know, today was a good example Mr. Street brought up of, you know, there was two pieces of legislation, $500,000 each. We didn't get specifics. So it tells us, yes, we need more oversight, and we need it now, not after the fact, but we need to know before. You know, I don't know how I can support this when we're not addressing each of those issues, and many of them we identified. But we've got to do this, I believe, a lot even better than we are. And that was even before what Mr. Hollins had brought up, and I've had conversations with this week with different individuals. I know that the municipalities, probably the police, the you know, the fire, any of those peoples that are receiving monies, they don't want to get that money and have to give it back. They're going to, they'll spend it. They need it. How are they going to give it back? How are the municipalities going to pay that money back if we give it to them and it's spent? And also, if the state of emergency is lifted, how does that affect any of the other items and how the money is spent? We have to spend it by December 31st, and it goes back to the federal government. So, you know, I don't think it was addressed, and the public had asked this question too, is when the emergency is lifted by the state, how does that affect the money, if at all? So, you know, I'm throwing more questions out. I hope I can get some responses from members of council, because I think it's important we have this discussion now before we vote. Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Council President. I really want to thank the three councilmen, and particularly John Cartier, for the drastic improvement that we've made since last week. I do believe this has been handled very sloppy from the beginning. This is a drastic improvement. It's not perfect. I think we need to look at the controls we have in place to rein some additional things in. Maybe we want to talk a little bit, whether it's related or not, about a minor floor amendment now to fix some of the problems until we can work them out with the Heroes Help Pay and maybe the contingencies. I say that because it's really, this issue about priorities is really important. We had a discussion earlier. We were talking about daycare. Jay made a good point. You know, we're talking about housing and the cost of the money we put forward there. You know, we received a letter. We are copied on a letter to Mike Meyer that came from the state administration, from the Office of Management Budget, that had more detailed data, to be honest with you, than I have been provided for an $85 million vote. But it brought me pause and the reason to look at it. Not that I'm saying that what they have in here is fully justified or not over the top, but they are valid expenditures that I think really set a bar for us to meet. You know, they have the needs for unemployment and meeting that, which will help people to survive to get back to work. The huge problem with childcare involved and how much of that is being expended in Newcastle County compared to what we have contributed through our nonprofit fund with 325 of the 563 childcare agencies in the state. And the most compelling one for me was that the rental assistance is estimated to cost $7.5 million. We provided $500,000 towards that, and 68% of the applications that are in there on process are from people in Newcastle County. So I don't dismiss at all quickly. We can do a lot of this with the remaining funds. At the same time, we have to move something forward. We have expenditures out. I fully anticipate that some of those with a good review we will find are not qualified and we will have to deal with them in operating budgets. you know, but we have to be really careful here. I think anything that we are proposing going forward from here, or with this contingency fund, in addition to the three criteria, I need to see demonstrably clear proof that it's going to provide more public good than what's been recommended by the state that I think does meet the qualifications pretty clearly. I think we need to rise to that occasion. You know, I'm really concerned, particularly with the contingency fund. I've never in my wildest dreams considered giving an somewhat undefined $20 million, even though it's going into the categories. I would propose that we really consider amending a couple of those, maybe amending the amount of the contingency down to $2 million and have them come back with ordinances for more. I think that's fair, that's reasonable, that'll cover it. And to, at least for now, we can amend the hero's pay and get an emergency ordinance out to keep us working forward, to get what we need out that's been expended, to help our fire companies, to help everyone else. So, you know, my guess is that there's more good in here, despite my concerns, and this council needs to step it up. And I think that has clearly begun with the work that the three council members did. Ideally, I'd like to get a couple things fixed now. We have to move forward with something, so let's decide, do we move forward with this version, or do we make a floor amendment and some quick modifications for something that we can all live with and keep working towards the other stuff?
Right. I'd like to say, Mr. Cartier, I thank you, as I thanked you on the phone. You took this on, and this was difficult, and you did. It's much better than it was. So I really thank you for that, and I'm very appreciative. And working together with some of the other council members and to see, you know, what was possible. I don't want to take away anything you've done. I want to make sure that you're congratulated for that. But I think we can go a little bit farther in what we need to do. And as I talked to people this week about it, and even today, you know, I have a dilemma. I want this to move forward. People need this money. But there's some things in there that I have concerns about. And one of them that we talked about today was the AG's opinion. And I'm wondering, did that discussion take place with Mr. Holland? You had stated that you were working with him on this. Did this come up, and could we have addressed it earlier? Mr. Cartier.
I would like to first defer to Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and then I'll make my comments after she's done.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. First of all, let me clarify that there were not two pieces of legislation when we talked about that $500,000. One was an emergency ordinance, one was the regular ordinance, but it was all the same amount of money. We have testing sites that are ready to go next week. If we don't have money to pay for them, how do you propose we start those testing sites? Heroes Pay, it's my understanding, and you might want to ask Will Davis to comment on this, but it's my understanding that you need to adjust the pay plan in order to give them hazard pay. And I've read several areas where you cannot give bonuses except for hazard pay. DFAC, if you've read some of the articles that have been coming out, DFAC wants our money back. This was part of the state money, the $1.25 billion. We got $322 million, which means they got $900 and some million. They want it back. They want to be able to spend it exactly how they want to spend it. We have 55% of the population in this county. We did not get 55% of the money. So we need to figure out an equitable way to work with the state so that we understand what we're going to be paying for and what they're going to be paying for. Because we need to look at this in percentages per population. And us getting 25-30% of the money is not equitable if we have to pay for everything within Newcastle County, including the things that if it happened non-COVID, the state would be picking it up and we would never, ever have to touch a penny of paying for that. I think when the county executive first talked about hazard pay, he said that they would have to be vetting it through the AG's office and with legal opinions. So that is being done. If it's not done now, it is being done before anybody gets part of that hazard pay. I don't know how you can sit there and say that we haven't talked to any other municipalities or the state government. Unless you know that for sure, you can't say that. There have been conversations going on. We know that we, as of May 1st, we've been billed by the state for $1.2 million in payback for things that they have given to Newcastle County. So we know that the city of Wilmington has an invoice into us for $1.4 million for things that they've expended out of their budget that they would like to be paid back for. We know that the city of Newark has asked for some things that they can help with social distancing and paying bills in their lobby. So I don't know how anybody sits there and believes that these conversations have not been going on. We don't exist in a vacuum. We are part of the state of Delaware, and we need to work with the state of Delaware in order to get some of these things done. We will be probably buying supplies along with the state of Delaware, because we can't just go out and get a bid on some of these things. They're non-existent. We have to work with the state on these things. So as far as I'm concerned, vote however you want today. Vote it down. It needs 10 votes. It's an emergency ordinance. Vote it down and then go to your constituents and say, gee, I'm sorry, we're putting this off for another 2 or 3 weeks. So we're not going to be doing testing. We're not going to be working with the state. But this is ridiculous that we have invoices from May 1st and we are practically at June 1st. And we as a government, who thought this was, I guess, a great idea to go get our own money so that we didn't have to just listen to what the state mandated. And now as a body, we can't even accept that money. Why wouldn't the federal government turn around and give it to the state?
Ms. Kilpatrick, my district yes. is the entire district. And I have spoken to the people that I'm representing here, which is the municipalities, other organizations, and they are saying that they are being given things. They're grateful for that. But they also would like more conversation to get the things that they believe they need. And that's what I'm talking about, addressing those things. And there is no reason that we can't work more with the state and work more and better with our other counties that may be in need. They got no money. Ms. Kilpatrick, let me speak. They didn't get any money. And if you think that the state, if we're not working with them, if they're not going to be able to not give us things in the future, you can guess that may very well happen. I'd rather work together and see how we can best spend this money. It's a lot of money, and it has to go for COVID-B, and there's no reason that we have to look for ways to how we're going to spend it all in Newcastle County, that we can't look at ways to make sure that that money is best spent for all our constituents, that works for us, the state, and the other two counties and the municipalities, as well as other organizations, whether it be fire, police, emergency. So that's what I'm saying. And I haven't heard that from the administration directly, how that is being done. I'd like to hear that. Maybe you have. Maybe you can enlighten us right now.
Guess what? If we don't authorize the money, there is nothing to spend. So the whole conversation is moot.
And Ms. Kilpatrick, you misrepresented what I said. I said I'd like to vote.
Can we finish?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. If we don't take in the money, there is absolutely nothing to spend. So it's your choice how you want to vote. We can nitpick this to death, as we have done for hours and hours on end, or we can accept the money, go into the task forces, work together, understanding that there is communication with other municipalities. We can't promise anybody anything. We can't say to the city of Newark, yep, we're going to help you with the kiosks for social distancing because we have no money.
Ms. Kilpatrick, you misrepresented what I said. I said I'd like to find a way in order to vote for this and get what we can change this so it is better for everybody, whether that's floor amendments, but this is the conversations that need to happen now. And they need to do better in the future and being more specific. I think most of us, and certainly the people I'm talking to, constituents, as well as leaders throughout the county, and I do represent the whole county, so I talk to a lot of them. they would like to see more specifics. So, you know, I'm not just speaking for myself, but I am representing those that you know, we speak for, you know, as well as you in your district. Are there any other members of council that would like to comment? Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, I made myself very clear about this, and to hear that the county executive is going to speak with the AG is a little insulting to me. The AG has spoken. The AG has sent this to every town manager, town administrator, finance director in the state of Delaware, not just Newcastle County. Also, all of the officials in the state of Delaware, including the governor of the state of Delaware, are very aware of the AG's opinion to suggest, when the AG has made it absolutely clear the position as it relates to heroes pay, to continue to defend that, to me, really shows the priority of some of the members on this council. When we know how much folk make in this county, and we know who the haves are and who the have-nots are, we know where they live, and the reason why we have this vulnerable population that everybody claims that they're so concerned about is because we continue to do the same old thing. Give more to the haves and less to the have-nots. So no matter how you look at it, if we don't spend a dime, it's fine with me, because if we don't remove this hero's pay out of this legislation, I simply won't be voting for it. I'm sick and tired of having the folk at the top taking everything from the top, and the folk who's most at risk, everybody ignores them, everybody looks the other way, nobody hears them, because we're too busy trying to do what looks good politically and damn the folk who really need us the most. So let me be very clear. This conversation can go on from now to doomsday. I would not be voting for this at all as long as it contains the heroes pay in, period.
Yep, Mr. Carter was up, and then Mr. Smiley.
I can let George go. I'd like to take a shot at a floor amendment if I can, see if that can get us through our log jam. And maybe George has something that'll influence before that. So I defer to Councilman Smiley first, and then I can give it a shot.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm looking through this, and quite honestly, I hear everybody's concerns. I just don't see how you can legitimately and legally amend this cover the concerns. For instance, the hero's pay, it's not listed in the body, it's in an exhibit. So the only thing you can do is, if you take the total for salaries and wages and reduce the total amount by it, and then you're changing the fiscal note. Well, the fiscal note has to come from the finance department. So I don't know that this can be properly amended. Perhaps council to council has the answer to that. And I understand what everybody's saying. I'm looking, and I understand what everybody's saying about heroes pay, because this has been going on since before the money even came to us. And I don't know what the criteria is, because I wasn't involved, and that doesn't bother me at all. But number 11, which is what it's listed as, heroes pay for eligible employees. Employees move full-time, part-time to COVID-19 activities. New hires for COVID-19, specific activities such as grants management oversight. So, I mean, if I read that and take it at its face value, it says each individual that may be eligible or think they're eligible for heroes pay is going to individually be evaluated for what work they've been doing. For instance, I know there's special pay going on at the hospitals, but it's not going to all the nurses. It's going to the ones that are in the units where the COVID-19 patients are. So, I mean, I would hope, and I don't mean this disrespectfully for anyone, but I hope that anybody in public safety that doesn't have any greater chance of coming in contact with a COVID-infected person than I do would not be receiving a $10,000 lump. But I read the language that's there, and it says, it's listed, eligible employees. So to me, it's not a carte blanche. It has to be determined. But again, that's just in the exhibit. And Councilman Carter, you may have an amendment that works. I'm just not sure how we do it to make it work, and that's what I've been trying to think about. That's why I shut off for a while and was digging through.
Mr. Carter, I'd like to wait and let the conversation speak first before you do it. Mr. Street would like to speak.
Yeah, go
ahead. Also, I have two questions for Mr. Migliori, and I'll let him think about those now. Ask and then go to Mr. Street. One is, a constituent had asked, if the state of emergency is lifted, how does that affect any of the other items on how the money is spent? You know, we may already know, but, you know, let's say it on the record. And then the other is, if you could give us a legal opinion on the hero's pay and if we could separate those. So think about that. I'm going to go to Mr. Street and then we'll come back. Mr. Street and then Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I represent in my district people who are unemployed and underemployed. Average police salary is $60,000, and most have an opportunity working overtime to make $100,000. I can't justify representing the unemployed and the underemployed and giving this so-called hero's pay to our police officers. And the legislation says what it says, but it's already been publicly stated, I'm going to give each police officer $10,000. So if you know what the purpose and the intention is, I don't think you can get past that by what's there, because the legislation, is the hero section as crafted, is ambiguous at best and subject to anybody's interpretation. And if you get 10 lawyers in the room, you're probably going to get 7 or 8 different opinions. And again, I think deference should be given to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, and I don't think the Attorney General's opinion should be ignored.
Agree. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, I've sat here and I've listened intently, and, you know, there's a lot of valid and a lot of good points made. But you might think that COVID-19 is over. COVID-19 is not over, folks. It's upon us. It's still occurring. We don't know whether there's going to be a reoccurrence, what the summer's going to bring. These funds were acquired by the county administration on behalf of this government. And we've had folks like John Cartier, the president pro tem, and I understand folks and how they feel on certain topics, and Councilwoman Kilpatrick, have worked hard over this past couple weeks to try to get something in place to where we can at least move forward and fine-tune what needs to be done in the future. We've got a commitment of the finance department, of the administration, of members of our own council, that they will work closely on not only managing, but identifying how the money is being spent and being held accountable as to how much money in the future will be spent. That's why $85 million isn't $85 million. There's $20 million going into a contingency. And I can't help but to sit here and think, you know, folks, when we look around this county and this state, there is no doubt in anyone's mind that our medical profession, our doctors, our nurses are unsung heroes. They've dedicated their lives to medicine. They've been there on the front line. They put themselves and exposed themselves, been away from their families. No one will ever dispute that. But for anyone to think that our public safety personnel, our first responders, and you can talk about law enforcement, but I'm talking about our fire, rescue, and emergency medical service in this county, our paramedics, our volunteer EMTs, which many of the companies today have paid personnel in order to support the emergency medical services. These are all folks that are on the front line from the very beginning, from the call coming into the vital link of 911, and the first response. These are folks that have also put their lives in jeopardy in many cases, because on some of the responses they didn't know, or no one at a residence shared with 911 that someone had COVID-19 or suspected they had COVID-19. I hear a comment about, I represent the whole county. Well, you know what? There's 13. Every single one of us on county council, even though we're elected by a district, all of us collectively represent the citizens of this entire county. That's why we debate. That's why we come up with suggestions. That's why we come up with amendments. It's not one person. It's a council of 13.
Agreed.
Our administration, and I want to finish, our administration has acquired significant dollars on behalf of a population of over 500,000. It is incumbent upon them, it is incumbent upon us to continue to work with our municipalities. And sure, we have to work with the state of Delaware. No one has ever said that we're not going to work with our partners in state government. But we have a crisis, we have a pandemic, we have something that we have never experienced in this world, in our lifetime, and many other lifetimes, that is still here. And no one knows the uncertainty and the challenging times ahead. So for me, it's quite simple. I think over the last couple of weeks, Councilman Cartier, our President Pro Tem, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Smiley's support, I think that they've done what we asked them to do in the beginning here, to bring back a plan, a path forward. And I think they've taken a piece of that and have identified it. And you know, it's not a matter of not needing the money. It's not a matter of not utilizing the money. But let us begin. Let us begin. We can sit here and almost filibuster against who's right, who's wrong, and who's getting credit, who's not getting credit. The end of the day, our first interest is the people we serve. We have significant dollars to help our public, to help our first responders. And I don't discount, I mean, you take a look at everyone that's out on the streets every day, our trash collectors and everything. We talked about public works. We talked about what's going on in our sewer system. Everyone is an American hero in this, because if everyone comes together, everyone wins. I'm going to vote for this first part of it that Councilman Cartier and others have co-sponsored and are presenting. Does it need to be tweaked? Does it need to be fine-tuned? Yes, it does. But unless we begin, unless we start to approach this thing and quit worrying about egos and quit worrying about who gets what credit, we'll never get to where we need to get to. So I say, let us begin.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier, and then Mr. Smiley.
Thank you. I think members of council are presenting very impassioned and well-reasoned and meritorious arguments of criticism. And look, we are in a very dynamic, unprecedented situation. I've spent a lot of time with the other council members looking at this, trying to create something that would garner widespread support. But we're on the horns of a dilemma here, because in order for an EO, emergency ordinance, to pass, we need 10 votes. So I'm interested in doing something tonight. We were given this money by the federal government to put it to work. This is something we have in front of us. And basically, I think the discussion has gone very wide-ranging, and certainly has there are useful points that have been made. What I will tell people is we are not touching huge quantities of this money. This is only $85 million of $322 million. We're going to handle the rest of that through the regular process. I don't want to do more emergency ordinances, because I think, you know, you get into legal issues and you have the supermajority. So I want to make everything else go through the regular process. Councilman Smiley and I are pretty much in agreement with that. And so we will be able to deliberate and come up with the best expenditures for this money. Now, one of the other things I need people to focus on, the bulk of these resources are going to go to our public safety people. Not only the people employed by New Castle County, which includes gas, police, paramedics, 911, and other people in the government dealing with that, but also our volunteer fire companies, which are a very important component, the spear point in many regards to public safety response in the county. So we need to get focused on that. These other discussions of cooperating with the state and all that, great discussion, glad to entertain it, but not tonight. And the other thing is, we shouldn't penalize ourselves because the administration had enough gumption to go file for this money. I mean, one of the great criticisms I hear of New Castle County and Delaware is we leave way too much money on the table. They went up and they got this money and we qualified for it. And we need to put it to work. Now, look, I'm sympathetic and I could probably work with something on hero pay. If we want to amend that, I don't know exactly what course that would take because we have a gross amount in the title. You're going to adjust that. You're going to have to adjust some things here. But I need, in my view, to get 10 votes and go for it, as Councilman Bell said. And let's take care of what we want to take care of. It's primarily public safety in this ordinance. So I hope people can get around that idea and let's move forward.
Mr. Smiley, before I go to you, I just want to, I don't know if Ms. Diller has been trying to speak or not, and since she's on the phone, could she go before you and then yourself?
See her
if
hand.
She has something to say.
I don't see her hand.
It was lighting up, and I was hearing a ding, and I'm not sure who it was.
Okay, yeah, I
coming from. Can we just ask her? Ms. Diller?
Yeah, I'll yield to her.
Do you have a
yes, I was just going to say, I was reading through this ordinance, and I agree with Councilman Smiley. It does say eligible personnel. You know, I'm going to vote yes for this because, quite honestly, I think that, you know, we can spend a lot of time trying to make this perfect, but if people aren't eligible, they won't get the money. I just don't understand this. Thank you.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, with council's leeway, I would like to invite CFO Smith to come in and perhaps he can shed light on some of the unknowns.
Okay, that would be okay, but I do want to get to Mr. Migliori.
Well,
if he can speak first.
I'm just thinking the CFO may have greater insight before Mr. Migliori even speaks.
Mr. Migliori? Would you like to wait until after Mr. Smith speaks?
That's fine. I'll do whatever council wants.
Okay. Fair enough. Mr. Smith.
Council members, thank you for letting me speak. I just want to address a few of the things that I've heard to make sure that everybody has the most up-to-date information. When it comes to the heroes pay, let me say a couple of things. When it comes to getting entering into a contract with municipalities or paying heroes pay to our employees or giving the municipalities money for heroes pay, that requires a resolution. So council has to act. I mean, voting on this budget essentially is just voting on accepting, appropriating this amount of money, $85 million. But if this budget is passed tonight, on June 9th, we plan to introduce two resolutions, one for $1 million for the fire companies and one for $5 million for municipalities, because we cannot start paying the fire companies or the municipalities reimbursable expenses until we have a resolution from council. So I understand your concerns about heroes pay, and I know there's a lot of talk about it. There's a lot of opinions about it. So it's not going to be in a resolution request to pay it, because at this time, we know there's a number of different opinions and discussions need to happen to make sure that we, in fact, and the county executive said when he made the announcement, subject to legal review. So if it's determined that cannot be paid or can be paid, if it's going to be paid, it's going to be by way of a contract or an MOU. It's going to be presented to council on how it's going to be dispersed. And then the will of council must vote that up or down. So simply by voting on this emergency ordinance tonight does not give the administration authority to pay anybody heroes pay. It doesn't give us the authority to reimburse fire halls $1 million until a resolution, or the municipalities $5 million until a resolution. So I wanted to just mention that because it's important to know that it doesn't give the administration the authority to just give the municipalities money to pay the hero pay. That type of distribution requires a resolution to move that money from the line item from grants and fixed charges to the municipalities. $20 million in contingencies. The administration cannot spend money out of contingencies. It has to have a resolution to move it from that line item to another line item, and then subject to the procurement rules as well. If it's going to be used for more testing or more contractual services, whatever the case may be, there is a resolution to move the money from contingency to that line, and then subject to the rules of procurement, those have to go through resolution as well, whether it's a contract, whether it's an MOU, over 50,000 must be approved by council. So all these controls are there. I understand it's a lot of passion about heroes pay, but simply passing the budget, simply accepting this grant money of $85 million does not give the administration the authority to pay anybody's heroes pay. Or it doesn't give the administration the authority to just move money out of contingency and spend it when it wants to. It's subject to all council rules. Fire companies and municipalities, just quickly, we have been in contact and we are in constant contact with them, and they did want PPE and we've given it to them. And their requests now are for reimbursement for COVID-related expenses. And they would like to be able, and they started to submit receipts to us for purposes mm-hmm. of trying to get some reimbursement for those things. So we are in constant contact with them. Some of this money that if passed next month, there is going to be, in collaboration with the state, 25 test sites in the month of June for testing in Newcastle County. And the last thing I'll have to say, and I don't want to get into a big discussion about the state, but we have been in contact with the state. The state, I can tell you.
I think you froze. Mr. Smith? Mr. Migliori, can we go to you for a moment until Mr. Smith comes back?
Sure. You had asked two questions. The first one, if I heard you right, was if the emergency goes away, will there still be a need for expenditures?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah, so their question was, if a state of emergency is lifted, how does that affect any other line items and if the money can be spent, since it all has to be spent by December before it goes back to the federal government?
Yes, and that may very well be the case. I mean, factually, we can't predict how that may play out, but given that states of emergency appear as though they will be lifted at some point in the future, there may be a point where there's no longer a state of emergency legally, but yet the first responders and the county and other governments are still responding to the COVID-19 threat. So given that, with the appropriation, I think that would still be a direct response to the pandemic. From a medical standpoint, I think it would still be permissible.
Thank you. And then the other question was about the COVID. You know, for myself, I would like to vote for this tonight if we can. And how can, you know, to make sure that we do that. I think Mr. Smith sheds some light on some of the concerns that we had. And if we can move forward, one of the bigger concerns I would have is that we dispersed it, they spent it, and then they'd have to give it back. So, you know, how do we address that? You know, can we move ahead with the vote tonight and then allow the administration to, you know, let them decide if they can or can't? Would we be able to do that? Mm-hmm. And in good faith?
Sure.
Knowing that we know about it now, you know, I want to make sure, you know, both of those things, that we're able to move forward. And then secondly, if we give that money back, it doesn't have to be paid back. And I think they need to know, they want to know that as well. You know, that would put them in some, you know, police officer, they may be working, or, you know, a fireman, but they also, their family members are not working right now. And they have bills to pay, you know, which are based on maybe two or three incomes coming into the house, and now they only have one. So I want to make sure they're not put in a position where they can't afford to pay it back, and we're requiring that.
Sure, Council President, I don't, obviously it's subject to Council's desire, but it looks like Mr. Smith is back on.
Yep, I am. Don't I continue or?
Mr. Smith, please continue. Yes.
So the letter, I can tell you that almost 2 or 3 weeks now, the CAO has requested from the state a breakdown of what they would like to be able to consider cost sharing. And we have not received that. In fact, the letter we received today was the first time we ever received any type of number in which they would like to try to acquire our 85%. And it doesn't appear to be any other local or county government in the United States. No other state is requiring that kind of money from a local or county municipality. So we have been working with the state. We want to continue to work with the state, but the state has to work with us too. They have the information. They can reach out to us. I've had a few meetings with them about some of their expenses. However, there's never been a breakdown of this detail or especially a request to set aside such a large portion of our CARES money in some type of a cost share. At the last meeting we had last week, we asked for some more details, including some of the calculations, and they were going to get back to us. And then voila, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, this letter shows up. So I want people and members of council to know that we have been communicating with the state, but they also have to communicate with us, and we can work together to try to find out. It's been from the beginning the county executive's desire to make sure that all this money is spent for the citizens of Newcastle County to assist in the COVID-19, regardless of the jurisdictional limits of municipal, county, or state. But obviously, I just want to mention that we are open to the discussion with the state. I'm a little surprised that Mike Director Jackson sent the letter without communicating with us first. He just did, but there it is. So I want to make sure I covered all the concerns. Once again, if you pass the emergency ordinance tonight, it does not give us the authority to pay anybody hero's pay or even reimburse the fire halls and municipalities or anything else. It simply allocates those line items and then further subject either resolutions or MOUs with or motions of council to be able to expend the money. Like I said, if we pass this emergency ordinance tonight, on June 9th, we will be introducing two resolutions, one for the fire halls for $1 million and one for the municipalities for $5 million, to start be able to reimburse municipalities up to those amounts for COVID-19 related expenses that they're going to be submitting to us. So I hope I answered all of your questions, your concerns, and maybe some of your questions, because I want to make sure that we all understood the amount of control that council will continue to have over these line items. And as the administration wishes to spend money out of them, the actions will need by the legislative body to make that happen.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, President. I keep hearing interpretations about the legal review and it's going to take place. And the county exec is working with people. I think AG has made it abundantly clear that any hazardous pay, the work has to be performed. It has to be directly quantifiable to the work related to COVID. So none of what's being said is resonating with me, other than people have taken my interpretation of this letter for granted that perhaps I don't know what I'm talking about. The other thing is that it seems to me that it's easy to follow the law. When we start to go through all these kinds of things and so forth, it's when you're trying to break the law. So even though if this were to pass tonight, as Mr. Smith just said, it'll come back with a resolution really takes 7 votes. 7 votes will probably be there for everything that the county exec wants. I'm going to continue to protect my interests here. And the fact of the matter is, Wilmington is a city in the state of Delaware, let alone Newcastle County. If it were not for the population of the city of Wilmington, we wouldn't qualify as a county of 500,000 in the first place. Now, folks are talking about, have you talked with the mayors and so forth? Both Councilman Street and I both can tell you, we've had considerable conversations with Mayor of the City of Wilmington. And the fact of the matter is, he's having these conversations because he's not very happy. He's not happy with the hero space specifically. And the county exec also knows this. So the notion that somehow no one is talking to these people, I was at that meeting that the county exec had with the leaders of these municipalities. And the hero's pay was even questionable then. And now they've gotten the same letter from the AG that I read already. So all this dancing around the real issue here, which is the hero's pay, to me is just that. And I agree with a lot of what's being said here. I believe that the paramedics are on the front line of this as well as some of the other folks. But for God's sake, you know, all of this money is not going to be solely for public safety. We just did another ordinance tonight from with COVID directly to public safety for almost $500,000. Secondly, our budget is about 46% public safety. So to suggest that because there's concern about this going to folk where the need really is, that somehow this whole county is going to fall apart because we neglected public safety, give me a break. That is not the case here. So the whole notion that somehow the legal review is going to come, we're working on their legal review has already occurred. So I think that, you know, for me, as I said, and I'm done here, council can do what it wants, but just count me out if the heroes pay is in. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Okay, and this is my last comment. I'll take comfort in the fact that I'll get to vote and question everything as it comes through piece by piece. And I hate to be redundant, but it says on the heroes pay for eligible employees, employees moved full-time / part-time to COVID-19 activities. New hires for COVID-19 specific activities. So the definition, description, whatever you want to call it in there, says that they're looking at it to be applicable to those directly involved with COVID-19. And I'm going to hold them to it myself. So thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Mr. Carter.
I'd like to hear from council to council to confirm indeed that this will be conditional on additional vote for any expenditures before I vote. I know we said we had the resolutions, but I just want to really clarify that to ensure that we still have that check legally. And I want to hear that from council.
Mr. Migliori.
I believe that is correct. I'm sorry, can you hear me? I believe that is correct, and certainly that can be part of any appropriation that it's expressly conditioned on them coming back for that approval.
Would it be a safeguard to put that as a whereas into this ordinance?
I would put it into the body.
Into the body?
Into the body, yes.
So I would like to hear from council. We have a couple of choices here. I think over 90% of this is very good. The points of contentions are, and I had drafted up a whereas that could read something like, whereas County Council finds that additional review of the Heroes Help Pay is required prior to its funding and therefore does not authorize its funding as part of this ordinance. And would
is that a motion? Is that a motion?
I'm happy to make it a motion. Yes, I'll make it a motion.
Second.
Mr. Carter, before, do you want to have council to council just give an opinion on that language or?
Sure.
Could you repeat
that?
So just to try and get through and get the good stuff passed here and to get the votes, I had drafted up an additional whereas that would read, whereas County Council finds that additional review of Heroes Help Pay is required prior to its funding. It therefore does not authorize its funding as part of this ordinance.
Would it be included? Are you proposing to include it as part of the
appropriate? I was going to put it as an whereas, but I'm happy to put it into another section. If you'd like, we could have a section in the body. And I look at it this way. We've heard there are these legal reviews. We've heard the administration is doing legal review. That tells me we have time to come back and deal with this through a separate ordinance and to fix it then and to make sure that we got it right. I think there's a lot of merit somewhere in Heroes Help that I want to sort out and make sure that we get right. But I don't want that to kill this, because we had that uncertainty. So I'm just looking at a way to separate it.
Mr. Smiley.
And I guess my question is to council, because the, again, the hero's pay is in an exhibit. It's not in the body. Right. So that the whereas clause would allow us to move forward with the ordinance as it is, and would just would allow that amount of the amount of money listed in the title to be transferred. It just would not be allowed to be expended into any hero help program until further review or consideration by council. Is that that's what I'm seeing here. So that,
that's my intent. That's my intent. I want it fixed before you can come to me with anything.
On that point,
Mr. Magliore.
Thank you. On that point, Councilman Smiley, it is not, that language in the exhibit is not specifically in the actual body, but it is incorporated by reference in section two.
I can give you the changes.
Mr. Carter.
Well, I'm sorry.
Mr. Carter.
I mean, I had worked up some changes to that, that we would need to change. Exhibit A, page 227, to delete out hero's pay. That would be the other part, if the exhibit is included. But you should probably do it anyway.
Anything that changes the dollar amount changes the title, therefore, you got a problem. Even though, I think, even though it's an emergency ordinance.
I'm not saying necessarily change the dollar amount right now, George. What I'm saying is, on, I don't know if you can see this, number 27.
Well, I got it right here in front of me.
It has a text description.
Yeah.
And just cross out the hero's pay for now, and let's deal with that under a separate ordinance. And let's get this thing passed and fix it and determine whether it works, does it work. I think we need more legal review and a separate debate on this hero's help thing.
So would not just a motion to delete number 11 of Exhibit A fill that?
Mr. Magliore, would we be able to do a motion, or would I believe it would require a floor amendment?
Sure, yes. It could be done by way of amendment.
Okay.
One thing, if I could, the as it relates to the hero's pay, I think both Councilman Smiley and Councilman Holmes may have touched on this. The any appropriation here would be expressly conditioned on the employees being eligible legally to receive hero's pay. If I could provide a little background regarding the guidance provided by the U.S. Treasury, this is obviously a brand new law. It's only been passed 6 weeks ago, nearly 1,000 pages. So the guidance, the legal guidance being provided by the Treasury, is in some cases wanting. Here they have provided in their guidance in May of this month a clarification that examples of ineligible expenditures include workforce bonuses other than hazard pay or overtime. I have not seen the hazard pay here, but to Councilman Holland's point, if it is simply a bonus cloaked as hazard pay, that would be problematic. Mm-hmm. So that issue would need to be worked out. And I think, given the fact the language in the ordinance expressly provides that only employees that are eligible for hero's pay, and that's a legal determination, hero's pay or hazard pay, it's a legal definition. It has to satisfy that definition. Otherwise, it would be inappropriate and you would not be able to pay someone for that. Under the guidance, that would not be permissible, but it has to legally satisfy the definition of hazard pay. And again, it's expressly conditioned in the legislation already that only individuals who satisfy that will receive the hero's pay or hazard pay.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes. Mr. Smiley had asked the question about getting rid of, just getting rid of number 11 as opposed to what Mr. Carter had suggested. I would not get rid of number 11 because that's salary and wages. And we have other employees within this county that have been moved over to do COVID work. For instance, the librarians. There are certain librarians that can sew, and they have been moved over, and they are making masks. So that would be a COVID-related expense for which we can take the money for their salaries out of that. So I definitely, I don't know what his intent was, but I just wanted to note that I definitely would be against taking out number 11.
Thank you. Mr. Cartier and then Mr. McLeary.
Thank you.
And then Mr. Smiley.
I'm sympathetic to Councilman Hollins's and Street's concerns regarding that issue of Harris pay. I like Councilman Carter's idea of basically ruling it as something that could be compensated by this appropriation. And I also like Councilwoman Kilpatrick's point that we have COVID-related activities that involve salaries and wages that, you know, could be funded. So I think we need to put a, you know, stronger legal control over the hero pay thing that went out way ahead of any deliberations by this body that are legally very suspect. And I think language related to findings by the Attorney General of the state of Delaware or some language pertaining. I know that there are people who could argue create that. I think Councilman Carter could, that would give some, perhaps some comfort and assurance to Councilman Hollins and Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Migliore and then Mr. Smiley.
Okay, thank you. I think you can, as we talked about before, I think you can, it's already expressly conditioned that no employee is to receive this unless they legally satisfy the definition of hero's pay. And obviously the devil's in the details on that point. In addition to line 11, line 27 also refers to hero's pay. So we would just need to take that into account also.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
And I apologize for my lack of clarification, Councilwoman Compassion. Well, I thought I made it clear when I was reading it. My look at number 11 was merely to take out where under the program expenditures where it listed the hero's pay, not to remove the salaries and wages, but to take out the hero's language. That's what everybody has a problem with. Just amend it and release, but maybe that won't work either. So,
Mr. Patrick,
if we go back to number 11 and you want to cross that out, that is. Am I correct that is not the body of the bill? So how hard would that be to just cross hero's pay out?
Mr. Migliore.
That was my point.
Mr. Migliore.
Sure. Thank you. Councilwoman, it's incorporated by reference into the body. Nonetheless, if council chooses to strike the hero's pay entry, then it can do that. Now, I'm not sure what that appropriation would be used for, but certainly it could amend the exhibit, which is part of the ordinance itself as incorporated by reference.
Yeah, and Ms. Diller, I want to make, you're lighting up, and I just want to make sure that because you're on the phone that we're not calling on you because we're not sure. Did you have a comment, Ms. Diller?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Smiley.
And I'll just say, if you just strike the first part, the second part says, because you're wondering what it's going to be spent for, new hires for COVID-19 specific activities, such as the management of the grants and oversight. So that's part of where, it's a wonder where the money would be spent if we struck that. If you just strike the first part, strike whatever in here as an expenditure, as a description that references the hero's pay.
Mr. Migliore?
Yes, thank you. Councilman Smiley, that could obviously be done if that's what council chooses. You know, so it would just transfer it to some other expenditure.
Well, it would still be in grants and fixed charges. It would still be under salaries and wages, but there wouldn't be no authorization exhibit for it to go towards the hero's pay. It would go towards the base expenses needed to deal with the COVID-19 situation currently.
Mr. Cartier? No? You lit up.
Yes. I want to encourage this continued discussion, and I think, you know, this is another approach to strike it out of the description in the program expenditures. If the lawyer agrees, if McLeary agrees that that offers controlling a legal boundary that prohibits heroes pay, then I'm for that too. So whatever it takes to give people a level of assurance about this issue that is of such controversy, and we understand why, and, you know, where it's, you know, the attorney general's pronounced on it and so forth. So I'm trying to see where we can go with this.
Just, if I may, one last thing. I really don't have a problem with the 20, well, I don't have a problem with it, but looking at it, the way I'm talking, you know, line 27 basically gives that determination as far as heroes pay to their eligible employees in municipalities and fire companies. So that leaves that to them to determine. So I think if we can strike heroes pay for eligible employees move full part-time to COVID-19 activities, if we strike that in the program expenditures number 11, I think that cleans it.
Mr. Carter.
But I'm open to Councilman Carter as well.
And I think that's very helpful, Councilman Smiley. You know, because keep in mind, even if we authorize the hero's pay, you know, we don't have to. There will be expenses for new people to implement right. This money and to get it done right. And that clearly should work on it. My concern all along is one that really is highlighted by Councilman Hollins' concern, and that's making sure that we have our priorities right. In terms of getting the money where it has the biggest bang for the buck for the communities that we serve. And that's a discussion I think we need to have.
Yep.
We can have it at the resolution period. I don't question if we have to hire some new people to manage it, but I think we do need to discuss the extent of bonuses and that stuff. And I think a lot of it might be valid, but we have to really look at, for me, it's not just that it's valid. It's that I need to make sure that it is demonstrably better use of the money than so many other needs that are out there. And, you know, people are hurting. We have a lot of other things going on. We're going to need a lot more testing. So I'm very comfortable with that if we think that can be helpful to get us through. And I would be happy to you know, to move in that direction.
Okay. I would like to make one more comment, and then I'd like
just
to make
smiling.
Let's say ironic about this whole discussion is we're having this today, and before this money came, I know my phone was not the only one ringing off the hook from the police because the county executive told them they weren't getting this money. So, you know, somewhat 180 degree turn, and now we're spending the time discussing it. And I understand discussing it, but I just think it's a little ironic the way things have come about. So I would like to make a motion to strike in Exhibit A, page 202, number 11, the phrase, heroes pay for eligible employees move full part-time to COVID-19 activities. Let remain new hires for COVID-19 specific activities such as grant management and oversight.
And George, do you want to do anything with 27 for fixed charges?
I think because that's going to the municipalities.
Okay.
I let them do, because the Delaware Community Foundation Housing Trust funds in there, the fire companies. And based on, as Councilman Holland said, I was listened in on that conversation discreetly. And the municipalities are not prone to put this hero's money out there in the area where we're concerned about.
And Mr. Straight,
point of order. Point of order. There's a a motion from Councilman Carter, seconded by me with a whereas. So before we go to Councilman Smiley's motion, we need to resolve that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Street. I was going to bring that up. So do we?
Mr. Smiley, one moment.
Mr. Carter, do you want to go forward with your amendment, or would you like to withdraw it and go forward with a variation, a different one with Mr. Smiley?
I'm hoping that either one accomplishes the goal. So
how about if we pick one?
So I will withdraw mine, and we will try with the second floor amendment that was proposed by Councilman Smiley.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley, would you like to state it for the record?
I'm sorry for interrupting, Mr. Smiley. May I ask?
Council to Council, Mike McLeary, please.
Could I speak directly to Mr. Smiley? Mr. Smiley, I think the language, and I'm not sure that Mike Smith perhaps can confirm this. I believe the language in item 11, immediately following heroes pay, where it says employees move full-time, part-time to COVID-19 activities. I believe that's individuals who are working for the county, not heroes pay, but individuals working for the county who have been transferred from their work that they can't perform now, to keep them working to, I think, make face masks. So they are directly, my understanding, and other folks know better than I, but other, my understanding is that they are directly responding to COVID. They're still being put to work, but in a different function.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes, because there's, it says heroes pay for eligible employees, comma. So that the employees move for part-time to COVID-19 activities is not part of the hero's pay. That's like the librarians.
Okay, so amend the motion to remove hero's pay for eligible employees.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's it. Mr. McLeary, are you comfortable with that language?
Yes,
Mr. McLeary.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Thank you.
Councilman
Carter? Ms.
Well,
wait, hold on.
Yes,
Ms. Dillard, did you
want
to make a comment?
No, I was just coughing.
Okay. And Mr. Hollins, I believe?
Yes. Thank you, Madam President. The county executive, when he made the public announcement about heroes pay, he was very clear about what he meant. When he met with the municipality's leadership, he was very clear. And he also stated that he would transfer to these municipalities at the county's expense from the COVID-19 monies, the money for the heroes. So he's talking, when he say heroes, he's talking one specific group of employees. I know that there are people working that are qualified. I have a couple of friends working in the library where they were doing that for a period of time because they don't seem to be doing it anymore. And they would qualify as long as we make certain that that is going to happen. But when the county executive said it, what he meant specifically was heroes pay as relates to public safety. Now, I don't know why he wants to say heroes pay, but you know, you call it what you want, but there are certain guidelines toward bonuses, and this work has to be done in advance. So when you say heroes pay, and back to Councilman Street's point, who the heck is a hero? Anyone who's out there working, doing whatever. So I think that that whole word heroes pay can be very confusing. And I noticed some of these other municipalities, as I mentioned, Mayor Pizicki is really struggling because he really doesn't want to identify the heroes the way Newcastle County wants to identify Newcastle County's heroes, because Newcastle County seems to be very narrow in who they think is a hero and who's really doing this work. So anyone who's exposing themselves to this virus more than the other people, exposing themselves more than what they normally would do, that would qualify after they do the work. But just to, as the county, as the AG said, just because there's a class of people that we like and we appreciate what they're doing, then we make them heroes. With no criteria whatsoever, but this is the group of heroes. So that's the whole issue I have. And I think, how will we get rid of that and keep repeating this language about heroes? It's very problematic to me, but I just don't think it should be in there for the purpose that the county exec has said publicly, and he also said it even with what he presented when we met with the leaders of the municipalities, he had a PowerPoint presentation. It was very clear who he saw as heroes. So to say now that the ordinance says something different, that's not what he mean, he said what he meant.
Mr. Carter.
I just wanted to ask Council of Councils, my understanding, based on our deliberations here, that if our intent is very different than what it was described as by the county executive, then from a legal perspective, our intent is the intent of this legislation, not whatever stump speech he made or something else. Am I, and that this the deliberation is part of the record on this that helps define that intent. Is that correct?
Mr.
Migliore. Mike. Thank you. Bethune and Councilman Hollins are correct. I mean, the misnomer using the word heroes pay, it's synonymous with the term hazard pay, which is a legally defined term. It has to satisfy the legally defined term. And if council is striking from this ordinance the reference whether it's heroes pay or hazard pay, that is the intent. The clear intent of council is that it's not to be spent for that. What I was going to propose that we essentially belt and suspenders that issue is it could be added to section one at the very end, a clarifying sentence that notes that none of the appropriation, this is on section one following the now therefore provision, the very end of section one, a simple sentence could be added, something along the lines of none of the appropriation immediately above shall be expended for heroes pay / hazard pay, period.
Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier.
Okay, let me take another shot at this, if I may. My understanding with heroes pay, as it's referred to as bonus, it exceeds what pay people are already getting. So why don't we just, I would amend my motion to say we strike the word heroes from Exhibit A, page 2 of 2, number 11 and number 27. And then they both strictly read pay for eligible employees. And that will be employees that are working directly with the COVID-19 situation one way or another. It wouldn't be referred to as hero, therefore it wouldn't be extra. They would need to do that totally separately.
Okay, Mr. Cartier, you had your hand up, and then Mr. Street.
Yeah, I have no comment right now.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
This gives people reassurance that we're not going to be paying bonuses to some select class of heroes.
Thank you. Mr. Street?
I'd like to know your Councilman Smiley, since it's his motion is the last one, has a problem with the suggestion from Council to Council to add that last sentence.
No, I don't have a problem with it whatsoever. If he's got a place to put it and he's got the wording for it so we can move forward, because I do have something at 8 p.m. tomorrow.
That was Mr. Smiley, Mr. Migliore.
Okay. Yeah. So is there a way we can put the two together?
Can you amend your motion, George, to add the language from Mike as well as?
That's Mr. Carter. What to be called on, so we have it correct on the record. Who's speaking?
Okay. I don't have the language, but I would amend my motion to say my motion is to strike the word heroes in Exhibit A, page 2.2, 2 of 2, from number 11 and number 27, and to add such additional language as proposed by Council to Council Migliore.
Into section one.
Mr. Carter, late to be recognized, so okay. We have it correct for the record. Mr. Migliore.
Yes, thank you, Council President. The language that I had mentioned before that would be go hand in glove with what Councilman Smiley just proposed as part of that. It would be at the end of section one, right after immediately below the now therefore provision, at the right after the immediate existing sentence there to say that none of the appropriations immediately above shall be used for hazard pay, also known as heroes pay, period.
All right, then is that the motion?
That's Mr. Yes, Street.
I'm second.
Do you want to speak? Mr. Street.
I just want to know if that was the motion.
Yes, sir.
And it's been seconded.
Okay, so who's going to call the motion for floor amendment what number one to emergency order 008? Who's making the motion? Mr. Smiley?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is passed?
No. One opposed.
No, one opposed. Okay. And is that two? Two opposed? Okay. So the motion passes. So we'll move on to vote on.
Do we need a floor vote?
So, yes, we'll need a motion for the floor amendment. So it'd be floor amendment number one to EO008.
Nellie has a comment.
And Mr. Smiley, so I'm calling on you to discuss it. So do you want to restate it, or are you good?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good with what I said along with counsel to counsel. I'd ask for floor amendment number one to merge.
I'm going through the procedure now. So the next step is, does anyone from counsel have questions or comments on this floor amendment number one? Seeing none? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
Yes, we do have someone from the Newcastle County Firefighters Association.
Okay, and I can't read who it is. So the member from Newcastle County Fires Association, please proceed.
Madam President, I apologize. It's Rich Perlow, First Vice President of the Association. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So the only question I have listening to the removal, not to make this continue on any further, but one question that we would need to share with our member departments is, if you eliminate hazard duty pay altogether with this ordinance, does that conflict with Treasury's guidelines saying that departments could be reimbursed for those funds? I understand that I understand everything you guys are trying to do, but we've had numerous communications with members of council saying that departments can establish or already have pre-established hazard duty programs. I've already heard several members of council even talk about how some police departments are already paying for that. Does that eliminate their opportunity to receive reimbursement just from this ordinance, or should we not even figure out? We're doing our best to try to develop programs or enact or impose the programs that we have in place that will eliminate our opportunity to receive reimbursement outside of whatever the executive was trying to promise us or what council has removed. Is this going to cause another hindrance on us to take care of our personnel as we had already planned?
Mr. McLeary, to put you on the spot, will you be able to answer that, or should we ask Mr. Smith to step in?
You can start with Mr. Smith, if that's okay.
Mr. Smith, are you there? I see your name pop up. Unmute.
I'm here, yes.
Yes, are you able to answer this question?
If I believe the question, I want to make sure I have the question correct. The question would be
need to be repeated?
Yeah, please. And I'm okay. Pretty sure I know, but if you're pleased to make sure.
State your name and please repeat it. The question.
Okay, it's Richard Perlow, First Vice President of the Firefighters Association. Essentially, the question is, if you eliminate the opportunity for hazard duty pay to be included in this ordinance, does that eliminate altogether the programs that the fire companies have in place that we were expecting to receive reimbursement? Not the heroes pay, the promise from the executive, but the programs we already have in place that are within guidance or within the guidelines of the Treasury's guidance for this.
So
the
answer to that would be no, it would not prohibit that. Obviously, the county executive is already spoken about up to $1 million reimbursement to the fire halls for COVID-related 19 expenditures. So if you have expenditures that are COVID-19 related, or which could include, for example, unbudgeted overtime, or if you have your own hazard pay, I know that's a word, I'm not trying to conflate the issue here, but if you had payroll expenses that would exceed what you were normally budgeted for the year to deal with COVID-19 response and mitigation, you would be able to submit that as reimbursement through the initial $1 million allocation. Does that answer your question?
Sir, do you have a follow-up question, or does that answer what you're asking?
Madam President, it's Richard Perillo again. I just want to make sure that we need fire companies to be confident that they can spend this money and not be on the hook for it if it's not approved. If you add the line saying that it cannot be spent on hazard duty pay, but now you're saying that we could use it to reimburse through that $1 million for hazard duty pay, I think that's against what you're writing. So I just want to make sure we follow the rules and that we have a good understanding.
Can I follow up?
Mr. Smith, can you clarify just to make sure that we're very clear?
To clarify.
That they understand.
To clarify, the hazard pay they're striking was the intent of the county executive to pay an additional amount per first responder up to so much per month for so many months. That was outside of this reimbursable expenses. The $1 million for fire halls are for COVID-19 related expenses that were not budgeted in the most recent budget. That could be for anything, whether it be a payroll expense or like they're separate issues is what I'm saying. The hazard pay, which was subject to legal review and all those things that we're doing right now, was separate from this. So you would be able to send us for consideration for reimbursement expenses, including payroll expenses that were not budgeted for in your most recent budget and have been incurred because of COVID-19.
Thank you. Mr. Perillo, do you have any follow-up questions?
No, thank you. And I apologize for interrupting, but I appreciate the response.
Please don't apologize. We're here to listen. So is there, Ms. Finnegan, are there any other members of the public that wish to speak in the queue?
I see no further comment.
Thank you. Member, I see Ms. Kilpatrick has her hand up.
Yes. So my understanding is that within the state law and the county law that we have provisions for hazard pay. So if we would follow those provisions, would they be reimbursable through the COVID-19 stimulus package, the CARES Act?
And are you asking Mr. Smith?
I'm asking whoever can answer.
Because
just striking it from money coming directly out of here to the Newcastle County Police because that's the only thing it's affecting? Or if we implement the way hazard pay is stated within the law, is there a reimbursable factor there?
Mr. Smith, and then Mr. Perillo, if he would like to follow up with a question or comment. Mr. Smith first.
You broke up in the middle of that. So just if Councilwoman Kilpatrick could just repeat it one more time, then I'll try to answer the question.
Okay, so we know that there's hazard pay stated within the state code and within the county code. So if we are taking anything related to this ordinance, the money from this ordinance, away from Newcastle County Police, but we would institute the regular hazard pay as it's spelled out within the code, would that be reimbursable to us in any form?
Mr. Smith?
I think the answer is it would be reimbursable to us. I see a distinction between what is and guidance keeps changing, but what is a reimbursable expense under the CARES Act for payroll expenses for public safety employees versus hero slash hazard pay, which is something separate apart from this. I think that we would be able to reimburse that to the fire hall and ourselves, but also at the same time, the intent of what we're doing here is to not pay any additional hero's pay, I'll call it, to any first responders at this time.
Right. So we could still follow the HEROES pay or the hazard pay as it's stated within the code today.
If it's in state code, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. Perlow, did you have any other comment?
I think he's gone.
Okay. Mr. Hollins, I think you had his hand up.
Yes. I have no intention of denying the firefighters or any other first responders for hazardous pay. It's just the way about which the hazardous pay needs to occur. It's very clear in the guidelines, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with what we do with our own taxpayer dollar that's in our operating budget. But when it comes to the COVID monies, that's what we're discussing here. And those regs are established by the United States Treasurer. And the AG makes it very clear that additional pay for performing hazardous duty or work involving physical hardship, in each case related to COVID-19, any other hazardous pay still holds. Accordingly, hazardous pay must be tied to a quantifiable amount of actual work already performed. That's the difference. And what was being proposed, in my opinion, was just to reward people because of their class. And that's not permitted with COVID pay. If you want to reward people for their class or any other reason, then go ahead and do it. Just don't do it with COVID money.
Okay, thank you. And I have a message. Mr. Perlow, he's muted right now. Ms. Finnegan, can we have him unmuted?
Madam President, I'm here. Thank you very much. I don't want to take too much time with you. I think was that Councilman or Councilwoman Kilpatrick that posed that question again?
No, I think that was basically for Newcastle County. I don't think that the hazard pay that's stated within our codes relates to the fire companies.
Okay to respond?
Yes, Mr. Perlow?
No, I just wanted to say thank you because I think you're asking the same question, but in relation to your interests, we were just asking the same thing. So we got the same answer. I think we asked the same questions. That's all.
Okay. And Mr. Bell.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess a question for Mr. Smith would be the parameters of the funding being made available, okay, for possible reimbursement. How did that equation come up? In other words, how did the $1 million is that the max, or can additional be funded if the expenditures and justification is within the law? Is it limited to that $1 million, or can that be amended or added to?
Councilman Bell, it can be amended.
Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry.
Responding.
CFO Smith. It can be, Councilman Bell. Initially, the county executive wanted to make the announcement because they wanted the municipalities and the fire halls to know that if they had expenditures or they need to purchase things that were outside of their normal budgeted budget for the year, and that they could be reimbursed for it. So that's the initial amount that's in the grant line that will be part of two resolutions coming on June 9th. However, if it's determined that the fire halls could use more reimbursement or the municipalities for COVID-19 related issues, then those amounts can be brought forward too in separate. Whether that money gets moved out of the grant gets amended and we increase the budget line, or we move from contingency to another budget line, and then have a resolution for that to be able to have council approval to appropriate even more money to the fire halls or the municipalities. But it's certainly not limited to that. It's just trying to get out in front of it so the fire halls and municipalities knew. The county executive wanted to make sure that they knew that they could depend on some amount of funding to be able to react to what they needed.
Mr. Bell.
Thanks. And just as a follow-up to understand where I'm coming from is that $1 million sounds like a lot, but when you look at 21 different departments in Newcastle County, and you look at the fact that just one piece of equipment alone that one of the fire companies bought and is sharing with other departments as well as with the county if they need it, the sanitizing type system was over $30,000. And so that's my question is that whether you look at expenses directly related to COVID that weren't budgeted for with personnel, equipment, PPE. I think that I just want to be sure in my mind that, you know, it wasn't just $1 million is all that's there. I think if it's justifiable and it's recorded and it's justifiable and it falls within the law, then we should be able to turn around and take a look at that as we go along and manage it.
Council President, can I respond?
Yes, Mr. Smith.
Absolutely, Councilman. And the administration looks forward to in the future working with members of council to be able to decide on those issues and how to further make those resources available to fire halls and municipalities. So absolutely, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Finnegan, are there any other members of the public that are in the queue wishing to speak?
Madam President, there's no further public comment at this time.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on floor amendment number 1 to EO-008.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Present.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 present.
Thank you. Floor Amendment number 1 to EO-008 passes. We're moving on to EO-20-008 as amended by Floor Amendment number 1. And Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like EO-20-008 as amended by Floor Amendment number 1. Read by title and presented for council to council for its consideration.
Second.
Emergency ordinance 20008 as amended by floor amendment number 1. Amend the grants budget, appropriate $85,350,000 from the United States Department of Treasury to the Coronavirus Relief Fund grant to respond to the COVID-19 public health emergency to be administered by the Office of Finance.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. And Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Emergency Order 20008 as amended by floor amendment number 1.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Emergency Order 20008 as amended by floor amendment number 1 is passed.
Thank you.
Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council?
Madam President, I got nobody in line.
Mr. Smiley?
So I have nobody in line.
No, Ms. Finnegan.
And Madam President, I see no public comment.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you for a charming evening.
Thank you for your deliberations.